YouTube censors Tulsi Gabbard interview on Ukraine is inappropriate. By Alim Bokhari on March 17, 2022. YouTube, the Google-owned video platform, continues its campaign of censorship in support of the official narrative on Ukraine. This time censoring a recent Fox News appearance by former Democrat presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard, a longtime critic of the U.S. foreign policy establishment. In the interview, the former Hawaii congresswoman told Laura Ingraham that policymakers in D.C. were deliberately making peace in Ukraine more difficult to achieve, in particular by ignoring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's recent statement expressing openness to renouncing his country's NATO membership ambitions. Gabbard said that some parties in Washington want an extended Ukraine conflict because it's good for the military-industrial complex and it allows the West to have this proxy war with Russia, something that Hillary Clinton laid out just recently. This war machine, this power elite in Washington, want to turn Ukraine into another Afghanistan, turn into killing fields where this long-term insurgency is supported. And they bleed out and cripple, kill as many Russians as possible for who knows how long. And they're really showing their real aim in the fact that they're not taking action right now to end this conflict. YouTube promptly censored the video, displaying a message in front of it to users stating, "The following content has been identified by the YouTube community as inappropriate or offensive to some audiences. It's the latest act in what appears to be an effort by YouTube to censor challenges to the official narrative on Ukraine." Last week, the Google-owned platform removed Ukraine on Fire, a documentary produced by Western foreign policy critic Oliver Stone. The documentary describes the toppling of former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych in the Maidan Uprising of 2014, which started the chain of events leading to the current war, as a coup backed by the U.S. State Department. Ukraine on Fire was released in 2016 and was hosted on YouTube for 6 years without incident before it was suddenly taken down following the Russian invasion, ostensibly for featuring graphic content. Ukraine on Fire is still available to watch on a number of other platforms including Odyssey and Rumble. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.